Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're actually looking at racism, at how in our multicultural world races connect or disconnect. Now, the psychological process that stereotypes are based on are actually at the core of learning and cognitive science, and they're called schemas. So we have a schema whenever we try and simplify the world in order to understand it. So we have a schema of a door or a table or a chair, and it is the concept of these things which actually helps us to understand and navigate the world. Unfortunately, we also commonly create schemas around particular groups, minorities, or people that aren't in our in-group. And so what we actually do is create rules around our understanding of them. So we use thoughts or sayings like, you know, they all. We use one rule to describe a very, very vast and complicated group of people, or even a nation or a sexuality or whatever it happens to be. So I'm always really, really keen when I present material like this to look at what you can do about this, because this process, unfortunately, actually creates unnecessary divisions in our world and actually creates less harmony and has an impact on our community. So have a think about what you might be able to do to change this for yourself. Whenever you use the word they, it's a sure sign that you've assigned a particular value or meaning or attributed a certain type of behavior to a group. Is that true? Is it true that they always do a certain thing or they're like that? Do whatever you can to have a look beyond your own experiences and think about other areas where your experience may not actually make sense of the complexity in the world. The next thing I would encourage everyone to do, because our schemas are often based on differences and our assessment and judgment of in-group versus out-group understanding of the world is often based on differences rather than similarities. So one thing you can do is actually start to program yourself to look for similarities between yourself and another person. You can practice this on the train or the bus or at a concert or at church. Ask yourself, what are that person's needs? And are they the same as mine? And in what ways? And by doing that, you're actually cutting through some of that schema around your understanding of certain people and including them in your in-group, because we all have the same human needs. The next thing I would encourage everyone to do is to think for yourself and don't believe everything that you hear. So make up your own mind and do what you can to find out from your own experience all the great things that other people in our world, other cultures have to offer. Try something different. Visit a mosque, a temple, a synagogue. Meet with the people. Share the food. See the similarities. And we'll all live in a much more harmonious society. So think about your stereotypes this week on Mind Games.